Yo, what's up, man? Welcome back to Tova TV Podcast. Look, I've been away for a little minute, had some stuff going on, but that's neither here nor there. You know what I'm saying? Welcome back to another episode. Look, audio only versions are available on Apple Music, Spotify. Oh, that was hard to say. Spotify, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio for anybody who want to just listen to the audio only. Oh man, what's up? How everybody feeling? How everybody doing? I hope everybody, you know what I'm saying, been living up day life to their full potential. You know what I'm saying? I did a little setup improvement, as y'all can see. You know what I'm saying? I got some of my favorite people on the wall and surrounded by the top of TV. Of course, I had to, you know what I'm saying, I had to up it. You know what I mean? I had to up it, make sure things was looking right. You know what I'm saying? The score on the table, it kind of, you know, bring a little character. You know, it is October, Halloween right up the street. Look, make sure y'all like the video, comment, and subscribe on the YouTube side of things. I appreciate everybody for pulling up. You know what I'm saying? Look, let's talk about it, bro. Let's talk about it. You know, like I know, like everybody else know, that Drake just dropped. Now, look, in my honest opinion, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my dog. Y'all see him up here, man. Shout out to my dog. But look, in my honest opinion, I just feel like we didn't made it like a thing. When I say we, I'm excluding myself. So it's y'all. So y'all done made it a thing to just hate. You know what I'm saying? And it's not really just like on the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? It's really just on everybody. And like I always say, the world would be a better place if we just mind our business. First of all, but let me get back on topic. So Drake just dropped, and you know, y'all make it a common thing to just hate. And this is the number one way that I can tell that y'all doing it just to do it. Because if you get on the internet and get in comment sections and, you know, record yourself or whatever the case may be about, you know, different albums that he may drop, and you got some negative things to say, you didn't listen properly. Because first of all, you can't actually evaluate something that fast. Yes, bro dropped at 6 a.m. in the morning. So you can't really sit here and tell me, oh, he dropped it at midnight, I had time, blase, blase. He dropped at 6 a.m. in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, y'all didn't give it enough time. And then what I also know, people have certain expectations that they want to hear from like artists, like on the albums. And when you go to listen, you don't get those expectations met. So you feel negatively about the music and not appreciate the actual artistry. Because not only that, and for me, I always listen to albums in like the order that the track list is, because the artist did that for a reason. That's respecting the artistry. You know what I'm saying? If you, like, when I was coming up and when CDs were still hot, if I actually like rock with that artist, I would show my respect and pay dues to the artistry of it, because, you know what I'm saying, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? But like the album, just like many of Drake albums, like, you know, it grows on you. And the more and more you listen to it and, you know, let it marinate, then you'll be able to formulate a valid opinion. Now, look, for me, I'm a little biased, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like he the GOAT. So, you know what I'm saying? It'd be a little iffy, you know what I'm saying? But I would honestly, you know what I'm saying, go through stuff and critique little things that I felt like. Because the album, it wasn't his best. Nah, I don't think it was his best. And honestly, I even formulated something. Because I thought, you know, for all the dogs, we was getting, you know, some Take Care vibes. But we did get some Take Care vibe songs and, like, some new flows. You know what I'm saying? Because we sit here and talk about, like, people like DaBaby making the same song over and over again. But then we don't respect Drake when he bring new flows and, like, kind of, like, wiggle it in with all his old, you know, type of flows and his old self. You know what I'm saying? I say that to say disrespect the artistry. For all the dogs, it's up there. You know what I'm saying? Out of 10, I'll probably say a cool like 7.5. Because I'm kind of pissed bro dropped at 6 a.m. Because, like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, what's really going on? All right, man. Like, what's up? You know? And I know somebody else feel me, like, when I say that. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, I'm a little biased when it comes to some stuff. But, like, I can honestly, you know, put it to the side for a little bit and then give a valid opinion. You know what I'm saying? But since we're on the topic of music, man, I ain't gonna lie, I be losing brain cells with, like, some of these new artists today. And it's honestly just because, like, it's the same stuff, right? So for me, you get different artists all the time, like, that just, like, shift the culture a little bit. And we mainly speaking on, like, rap right now, because, you know what I'm saying, that's what we on. But you get new artists that, like, shift the culture a little bit and, like, switch things up. Like the Lil Uzis, even newer, like V's, or who, Baby Keem, you know, different artists like that who switch stuff up. But now it's like so many, like, monkey see, monkey do rappers. And when I say that, I'm really specifically speaking on, like, it's not necessarily drill, but it's like gangster rap. You know what I'm saying? The killing, the guns, yeah, all the rambunctious and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And it's cool, like, some of it be a vibe, but it's like, is that all you dudes know how to rap about? Like, is that it? Like, can we get, you know, something else? Like, switch it up. Like, it's gonna be a rapper who come in and they gonna switch up, like, the whole flow and, like, rap about something different, and they gonna blow because it's different. Like, the chances, like, my dog Thug, you know what I'm saying? He even different. And, like, sometimes he rap on that too, but it's like, it's different. Like, it be like melodic music, you know what I mean? And, bro, it really pisses me off because I seen it firsthand. About, what, 7 years ago, I made myself sound mad. Oh, but this was when I was in college. Like, I seen, like, dudes and different girls, honestly, come into, like, a different environment that's new for them and change their whole, like, self. And it's like they want to create a new image for themselves because they're in a new environment and it's kind of like starting over. You know what I'm saying? And that is the weirdest thing to me, because it's like, be yourself. Like, the reason, honestly, I can say, and I think that people rock with me is because I'm myself. Like, I don't be trying to be nobody else. Like, if you want to go on drills, you know what I'm saying, and catch a couple bodies and ride, because that's you. You know what I'm saying? We could be cool, but, like, I ain't on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could want to smoke all the time. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't on that. I'm cool on it. You know what I'm saying? And, like, people respect it. So all that peer pressure mumbo jumbo don't really work on me. You know what I'm saying? If I got a way I want to handle something, I'm going to handle it that way. I'm going to do it that way. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, like, weird to me because 9 times out of 10, the rappers that rap like that, they don't even really be on it. And it's like, it's cool to rap like that. I get it. It's cool to have that sound. The beats be tough. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, it's hot, but it's like oversaturated. So somebody got to come in and switch up the flow, switch up the whole thing, you know what I'm saying? That way we can get something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I be thinking about, because, like, I love music and particularly rap, you know what I'm saying? Because I just feel like there's so much you can do with it. And if I was to be, like, in that light, I would probably want to be behind the scenes. Simply because, like, I'm just a laid back guy in type of way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would probably wanna take some pictures or try to make a beat or something along the lines of that, because that's just who I am. Because a 5 beat or make a song any day of the week, you know what I'm saying? Like, it be carried a lot of artists, if we being honest. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like where we at right now in rap is just, like, annoying. Because, like, I used to look forward to, like, you know, finding new rappers, but, like, it's kind of, like, watered down because, like, they all rapping the same. You know what I'm saying? And I know I'm not the only one that feel like this. If you feel like that, comment down below. And, like I say, it's like, there's no hating stuff, because, like, some of it do be hard. And it's like, it's certain artists who just get it and just can like rock with it. But it's like, dang, can we hear something else? God, no. Like, I wanna, you know what I'm saying? I wanna be, I don't know what I wanna hear. I just wanna hear something different. But if y'all feel like that, let me know. Cause I can't be tripping. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, for the people who feel like they need to create a new image for themselves, you can do it. You really can. But I just think it's weird when you try to portray something else and, like, creating that new image. Because it's like, what you really doing? Like, who you trying to please? You know what I'm saying? It's almost like when people go buy new cars or, like, people go wear a specific chain or try to put on this drip. Like, you can be inspired. You know what I'm saying? But you don't gotta, like, change your core self, you know what I'm saying? Just to, I guess, fit in the general public or think you pleasing yourself or something like that. I don't know. That's, like, weird to me. That's up there. Like, I talked about two episodes ago? Like, wearing fake stuff. Like, nah, bro, stay down until you come up. You know what I'm saying? Be real until somebody respect your real. Yeah, I'm out here dropping gems, man. That's it right there. Be real until somebody respect y'all real. I'm gonna be on a TikTok clip somewhere, I already know. But look, man. What I gotta get off my chest today, man. Look, I'm gonna say this. The people who say like different things like out of emotion, them like be the scariest people because they don't realize what they're saying and then they want to double back because they might need you on something. And this might sound kind of personal because it is. You know what I'm saying? It happened to me a lot. And I'm probably even like guilty of doing it. But like make sure like you have your emotions under wraps. Because, like, sticks and stones do hurt, but words definitely do, too. Whoever said they don't is lying to you. Because, especially when it comes from somebody that matter. And, I don't know, I kind of feel like I even, like, spoke on this briefly already. But, just know, you heard it the second time, so, you know what I'm saying, it's real. But, look, I'm back, man. Tova TV podcast. Y'all see I done upped it. You know what I'm saying? It looked real nice or whatever. We're going to add some more stuff to the wall. Make it look real clean, you know? But I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Look, I'm holler at y'all. Y'all be easy. I hope y'all keep on elevating y'all life. You special. I'm talking to you. You know, right there. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing y'all thing. But I'm going to see y'all in the next episode, man. Peace.